The polls are still open in Israel as right-leaning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu battles to keep his job, and upwards of 11 parties, in particular Isaac Herzog and his left-leaning Zionist Union, jockey to either help him or, in Herzog's case, take the job away from him. And Netanyahu has been verging even more to the right to gain support. Yesterday, he promised there would be no Palestinian state if he won, and today he claimed that Arab voters were being brought to the polls in droves on buses by left-wing organizations. Tova Lazaroff is the deputy managing editor of the Jerusalem Post. Tova, start there. These Arabs are Israeli citizens. What's been the reaction to that claim?
Well, you know, I think it depends which side of the political spectrum you really fall. I think, you know, for the left wing, it's really proof that there is a lot of racism in the right, and that would be every reason not to vote for them. If you are right wing, for some on the right, they already see Israeli Arabs as a danger. And the other thing is Netanyahu's comments are really seen as an example of panic. I think people think that Netanyahu is panicking. He needs to sound right wing right now to bring people to the polls. What Netanyahu is trying to do is he's trying to really get votes from the more right-wing parties around him and bring them into Likud. He's not trying to pull votes from Herzog, and his comments about the Palestinian state and his comments about Israeli Arabs won't do that. What he's trying to show is, I am the real right wing. He's trying to push the most amount of right-wing votes into his party, so when the votes are finally counted, he will have the most amount of votes and the first opportunity to try and form a coalition.
And overall, what's turnout been like? It was supposed to be huge, but above or below expectations?
Certainly above last year. And everybody has considered that the higher the voter turnout, the more likely it is that the Zionist Union would win.
And again, this is a power-sharing government. It's a parliamentary election. What's the anticipation of how long it might take to sort it all out?
Oh, it could take weeks. It could take close to 2 months. Once all the numbers settle, the president is going to meet with the heads of all the parties. And they're going to say who they would prefer to see lead the country and who they were likely to form a coalition with. You know, much like the Electoral College, we always assume that if New York went for Obama, then the New York votes would go for Obama. But actually, there still has to be an approval of the Electoral College for that to happen. So it's the same thing here. The president is supposed to give the power to form the next coalition to the highest vote getter, but he also is going to listen very carefully to what the party heads are saying and weigh that with the ability of that person to form a government. Let's just assume the simplest universe. Isaac Herzog is the highest vote getter. And after meeting with all the different party heads, the president says to him, okay, I'm going to give you the first try at forming a coalition government. He then has to make an agreement with all the different parties, all of whom will have concerns, some of which he'll be able to meet, some of which he won't. Well, it's expected that Isaac Herzog will emerge tonight as the winner. Expectations are very low for his ability to form a coalition. Should he fail, it would then flip to Netanyahu. Netanyahu would then have to start that whole process, and all of that takes weeks. So you might not know who's going to be prime minister of Israel for a while.
Got it. Tova Lazaroff, deputy managing editor of the Jerusalem Post, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.